So on page 562, we are up to the Kabbalah Satainis, Yom Kippur Katan, number 16, on the left side, page 562, the page after 562, number 16 in the Dirshu supplement, Uve'inin Kabbalah Satainis, Kasav Birhalach Lekaman, Shetzarch Lekabbalah Tainis B'yom Shalifnei Erev Rosh Chodesh B'tfilas Mincha. If a person wants to fast on Erev Rosh Chodesh, and you can fast this year, Monday, right? Monday is Yom Kippur Katan. Yom Kippur Katan is this. Wait. Tishrei, you don't fast. Wait. You don't fast. There is no Yom Kippur Katan. Is that correct, Rosh Hashanah? You don't fast in Tishrei because it's part of Tishrei. In Tishrei, you don't fast. It's. I'm not sure, but let me. In the Shema, when you daven Minchah, if you ever take note, if you Hey, if it's kedai once in a while to take note of this in the art scroll Siddur, I'm sure in many other Siddurim as well, in Elokai Nitzar, right before you say Yehiyu L'Rotzon Imrei Fiv Hegel L'Milafanecha, right before, after you say L'Man Yichaltzun Yidecha Shei Milch Vaneini, on the bottom there is the Kabbalah's Tainis. If a person wants to be mekabel tainis the next day, I'll read you what it says. Riboin kol hoylamim hareni lefanecha betainis nedavol lemachar. I accept upon myself the fast, a voluntary fast tomorrow. Yiratzim lefanecha Hashem elokai velokavasai shete kabeleini be'ahav v'ratzain v'savay lefanecha tefilasim. I accept it. May you accept it with ahav v'ratzain, and may I come before you. My tefillah come before you. The Sa'ane Asirasi Berachanecha Harabim, and may you answer my supplication with great mercy. Ki Ata Shmeh Tfilos Kol Peh. Okay, so this is what you say to accept upon yourself the tainis the day before. If you don't do this, then the fast does not count. You do not get credit in heaven for having fasted. It's critical to be makabel, to accept upon yourself the fast at mincha the day before the fast. Now, if you don't say this in the Shemona Esrei, you can say it verbally after you finish the Shemona Esrei, any time during the day until nightfall. Once it's already night, I think it's too late, if I'm not mistaken. Now, then also they have this sitter, and in this sitter, this I don't think is so standard, but the next day when you do actually fast and you do Davin, they have a very nice hiratzon to say a rebbein kolod before you say hiratzon to recite during the lokai nitzar. I'll read you what it says. Rebbein kololamim kolul luvyadul lefanecha b'sman shabeis tamin l'shkayim adam chaytei omevi carbon ve'ein makrivim mimenu ella chelboi v'damai. When you bring a carbon, you only offer for Kodesh Baruch Hu the fat and the blood. Ve'ata b'rachamecha rabim mechaper, and you atone for the fat and the blood of the animal. Ve'achshav yashavti b'tainis v'nesmayit chelbi v'dami, and by fasting for only a few hours, I've lost weight. Some of my fat has been diminished, and some of my blood. This is very interesting. You have to ask the doctor if this is really true, what this means. I don't know what this means. My blood has been diminished. Is that really true? That physically blood has been diminished by fasting for a few hours? That's what it says. Hiratzei melefanecha shehei miut chelbi v'dami, the diminishment of fat and blood, shenismayit hayom, that has been diminished today by fasting, ki'ilu hikravtiv lefonech al gav hamizbeach v'sirtzeini, as if I've poured my blood on the mizbeach, I've burned the fat on the mizbeach, and may you accept it with will as if I've offered a carbon. Because again, if you bring an offering, what are you really bringing to Hashem? Blood. And you're burning fats. Here it is. It's my blood that has been diminished. It's my fat that has been diminished. So this Riboin Kol Ha'olamim is something that is recited on the day of the Tainis itself, which one says, Erev Rosh Chodesh. So it's very interesting. You have to prepare. It's a two-day process. Person wants, as if he has a two-day Rosh Chodesh. It's a two-day Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is really a four-day process. On the first day, you makabel the tainus. The second day, you actually fast and you say the Yom Kippur Katan, and then you have 2 days of Rosh Chodesh. 4 days. It's a big process. 4 day process to get into the new month, to atone for the previous month and to prepare for the next month. So you make a neder. That's what we mentioned before yesterday, that if a person, before he begins the custom of fasting on Yom Kippur Katan, you should make a condition, a stipulation, that you don't want this to constitute a vow. Anything that you do 3 times automatically has a status of a neder. And if after fasting 3 months you decide atkan, you need to do technically hataras nedarim. Therefore, what we do to avoid this is erev Rosh Hashanah, at the time of Hataras Nedarim, we give a Moedah, and the Moedah is, we make a declaration that in case that we do something more than 3 times, it should not constitute a vow. So b'diavad, that statement that is made erev Rosh Hashanah is enough to null, to prevent us from requiring prevent something that we do 3 times to be considered a vow, and we do not need to do Hatorah Asnam. Let's see back in here what it says here in the.
Just the exception. Yeah. Is the Tanis Chalom.
The Shas Mincha. Tanis Chalom, yeah.
No,
what do you mean?
If you have
a Tanis Chalom.
So then Tanis Chalom has to be the next morning. So that you don't make a. There's no. No, you don't have to make. You don't have to, really. You can't. So you have a Chalom, so.
The next day you have
so
to fast. The
next day you're fasting.
Okay.
You don't have to have any other. You don't. It doesn't apply.
Okay.
You're obviously, you can't be makabel the next day if you have a dream at night.
Sure.
No, you wouldn't be able to kabel.
It's not a Kabbalah.
You don't need a declaration.
You don't need a declaration.
There's no time available.
Right.
Yeah. While the other one,
yeah. And it has to be
a declaration of intent.
Okay. No, I mean, it depends. Many Gedolim tell us that dreams today have absolutely no meaning whatsoever. Nothing whatsoever. And not on a level. If you study the sources of what a dream is and what it's all about, there's no way in the world today we are on a level that we can have communication with what's going on in Shemayim. However, not everyone feels like that. People are, they have dreams, and they feel that there's a real communication, and they look back, and especially when they have a dream, and then a year later, or a few weeks later, something happens, and they look back, I had this dream, this was going to happen. So, it proves that there is some type of communication, and when it happens again, they take it very seriously. Look, I just heard of a horrible story. There was a terrible tragedy. Recently, a young man died, and I was told, I don't know anything firsthand, that they said by the funeral that the mother of this young man who died had a dream not that long ago that her son would die. And she was frightened, and she recited Hatovas Chalom in the siddur. In the back of the siddur, there's an entire thing to do if a person has a bad dream. You have to take 3 friends. And so it takes like 10, 15 minutes. You have to go through a series of psukim. You say it 3 times or 7 times. And you say something and someone responds. And she had this thing done. She went, they brought for her different people. And they went through the entire process of Hatovas Chalom. So she was so frightened, she even went through this process of Hatovas Chalom. And now, Rachman al-Itzlan, it's a terrible, terrible tragedy. So, I mean, but what are you talking about? It says in all the books that in our day and age, there's no such thing as dreams. Dreams are total just some subconscious thoughts going through the mind, creative thoughts. Dreams have significance. So who's to say? Who's to say that dreams do not have significance? So you do whatever your heart tells you to do. I have participated many times in Hatovas Chalom. There are people in yeshiva that are very nervous. It's like there are certain nervous people. There's one particular person. I would say at least once a year, he asked me to come after davening and sit down and do that Hatovas Chalom. That's how they are. They are nervous people.
A friend of mine had a dream.
Yeah.
My eyes would tell them, go across the street to Sfardim. They do Berachas Kanan every day.
Oh, so say the Yirat sign. Yeah, okay, Nachnami. All right, so...
Nowadays, when we dream,
yeah,
we work out our issues and problems from the day.
Right. It's just subconscious thoughts. It's not a communication from above. Right, it's just thoughts, the things that you think about during the day percolate at night and present themselves at night. Oh, listen, we just had a Masechta Daf Yomi, the entire Perek HaRoya, all about dreams. So who's to say? Everyone can make their own assessment if the dream has significance or not. There are many, many stories today that you cannot deny the dreams are of great significance. You can. So, who's to say? Let's go further. In Kabbalah, Satanis, Kasabir, Allah, Homotam, the Kaman number 16, Shatzarach, the Kabbalah, Tanis, Kabir, Mushlof, the Erevash, Hodish, Betilas Mincha, Uvi the Yavet, Shlai Kibel, Betilas Mincha, Kasabish, the Bura Sham, Shioch, the Kabbalah, Kozman, Shu Yoim. If you don't say it during Mincha, I mentioned this to you a moment ago, if you forget to say it during the Shemona Esrei before Yiratzon, then you can say the Yiratzon before as long as the sun has not yet set. Kevin sin shein minu kavur lesanos bo el lemiksas anoshim. Achei nisharagel lesanos kol erev Rosh Chodesh. Let's say, now why must the person deliberately, explicitly accept upon himself the tainus before the sun sets? Because it's rare. Most people don't fast. Since most people don't fast, if you want to be from those that do fast, you must explicitly say, I want to fast. In other words, let's say it comes to Tisha B'Av, or it comes to Tzom Gedalia, or it comes to Tainus Esther. Are you makabel the Tainus the day before the fast day? Certainly not. Because it's poshut you're going to fast. The whole Klal Yisrael fast. For something which is done by the entire Klal Yisrael, it's on the calendar. You don't have to be makabel. It's a given that this is what's going to be. Only something which is not done by the Hamoina, it's only done by a few select individuals, is one required to explicitly accept upon himself to fast.
What about these fasts that have certain service now, present days?
Those require Kabbalah. Those require Kabbalah.
You're not bound by the poster that says...
No, I don't think so. You have to be Kabbal. No. I don't think you're bound by... No, you have to be Kabbal. Even in the place where they do fast, they tell everyone to fast. I know that I'm learning Yeshiva Chaim Berlin, so there are many Tukufas, different wars, where they used to do different things, all different ideas. So the most serious that I've ever seen, we ever had, was the fast of a half a day until after Mincha, and they said a lot of Tehillim by Mincha, and everyone was told, if I'm not mistaken, that the Mincha before, I don't remember the details, the day before you had to be Mekabel Tainus. But the whole yeshiva is going to do it, so why does every individual have to, because the whole group of people, that's not the whole Klal Yisrael.
Example, on a fast,
the Tanis
will say
Bachal in the
morning, and you say,
yes, 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 yes.
So if you will Kabbalah fast?
Yes, if you have 10 people, if you have 10 people fasting, yes, you say Vilain Vaychal. There's a story, I think, one of the Musar yeshivas, maybe it was Kelm, where the door, I once told the story to you, where the door to the Beis Medrash was locked. The boys came early in the morning, and the door was locked. So one of the boys, he went outside and he pried open the window and he climbed in from outside and through the window and he opened up the door and everyone came in. They sat and learned Nidavit. And then when the Rashiva came, he said, how did the boys get in? I know the door was locked. So he said, well, the door was locked. So one of the boys, he opened up the window and he climbed in. So he said, he climbed in like a ganuf? Like a ganuf? What kind of midos are these? How could such a boy in this yeshiva climb in through the window? And he was goyzer a tiny siva. The whole yeshiva had to fast the next day, and they lain vayichal. They lain vayichal like alakilu. It was tzom gedalia. Because a boy, if the moral climate of the yeshiva tolerated such a thing where a boy can climb in through the window like a ganef, there's something fundamentally wrong with the midos of the Talmidim.
Where does
There was reason to learn.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Discipline, dignity, human dignity. We laugh at this. This is a joke, right? This is to us like a joke. So they say that over the story. We're so far removed from understanding Mussar. It doesn't... Probably. Something like, I don't know. I do not know. I do not remember. I would assume Kelm. Something like Kelm is a typical place where you would hear a story like this. Kelm, they were about into Nidos, into Mussar. I'll tell you another funny story. Once a boy, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik used to be Rebbe Chaim Berlin, in the old Chaim Berlin, not before they moved to Flatbush, probably 40 Stone Avenue, 40, 50 years ago. So Rav Aaron Soloveitchik was giving a shiur, and there was a new boy in the shiur. And the boy, every 2 minutes, the boy tried to slug up Rav Aaron Soloveitchik. He asked him a kasha, another kasha. I want to give him an answer. He slugged up the answer, and he didn't let him say the shiur. Okay, so this went on for the entire shiur. The shiur was over, and all the boys are filing out. It was a small room. They're all filing out, and they're all coming to the door. And just what happens that this new bachar, came to the door at the same time that Rav Aaron Soloveitchik was coming to the door. So Rav Aaron Soloveitchik said to the boy, "You go first. You go first." So the boy says to Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, "No, Rebbe, just because I slugged up the shiur doesn't mean you have to give me mechabed me ad kedei kach to let me go first." So Rav Aaron Soloveitchik says, "That's not why I'm being mechabed you. You're holding a gemara in your hands, and the rule is the person's holding a sefer. You go first in honor of the sefer. It's not because of you. It's not because of you." So in Kelm, there would have been Geyser for this, a tinus, 40 days. So in the Skadnu Hadairus. Let's go further. Okay, so Kevin Shein now, so here he says, Kevin Shein Ochein, Kevin Shein Minikavul Lissanus, Boyal Mix Nashim Ochein, Mishirogil Lissanus, Kolever Shadish, Kosagon of Chaim Kinyevsky, Shadino Kimosha Kosamishnabu Rasham, Leinian me shrugal asanas bas seris me chuva yoim oyoimaim she eno itzach le kabel tainus and kain who had in lean a tainus mev rosh chodesh. So this is important halacha that a person who every rosh chodesh, every yom kippur cut and fast, such people, such tzaddikim, were able to fast every, and if he one erev rosh chodesh or the day before erev rosh chodesh forgets to be mekabel tainus, it's okay. Because by him it's a given, it's on the calendar. So he will get credit for the fast even though he forgot to recite the Ribayin Ha'ilamim in the Shemona Esrei before Erev Rosh Chodesh. Next, Lusanus Erev Rosh Chodesh. But here now we discuss certain months when you don't fast. What about Rosh Chodesh Iyar? Now what's the problem fasting during Rosh Chodesh Iyar? Erev Rosh Chodesh, because it's Nisan. And what is the standard rule? You don't fast during Nisan. Nisan, you don't say Tachlin the entire month. Everyone agrees with that. There are no fights in shul about this. You don't say Tachlin the whole Chodesh Nisan. You don't fast the whole Chodesh Nisan. There are no Hespeid in the whole Chodesh Nisan. So what about if you're going to fast Erev Rosh Chodesh Iyar, that is the last, that is the second to, that's the last day of Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Well, Lissana is the Erev Rosh Chodesh Iyar, Kos L'Kamon, She'ein Lissanos, you don't. There is no Yom Kippur Katan. Kevon, She'ein Chodesh Nisan, Ein Misanim, V'chein, Be'erev Rosh Chodesh Teves. Why? Because you're in the middle of Chanukah. Chanukah starts Chof Hei Kislev, leading into Teves. So you can't, there is no Yom Kippur Katan for Chodesh Teves. That's a very big stretch. Some people have Yom Kippur Katan, but they don't say the Nusach, but they fast before Chanukah. So when would that be? It's not a good idea. Or he's telling us, don't do that, you get a month off. The month of Kislev is off, you don't have to fast in preparation for Teves. Now here's Nogea Locha L'maisa, this is going to be Monday. Monday is Erev Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan. But we're holding Chodesh Tishrei. And in Chodesh Tishrei, We don't, well, it's a machlokes. We kamat don't say tachlin. Depends. Did you say tachlin today?
No.
You did not. So yesterday I davened in Rabbi Kahn Shul Mincha over here on East 18th Avenue J, and he was there, and he made an announcement after Mincha. Says Rabbi Yitzhai, this shul we daven Nusach Ashkenaz, and we follow the law of the Ezra's Torah, and there it says that you resume saying Tachnun on Tishrei after Ishrucha. So here, there should be no mistake, we will say Tachnun tomorrow. Some do, some don't. Okay, so that's what he said. He said, I want to make it clear the minute, because I know that my father, when he was Rav Young Israel, Rav Yujay, so my father used to say Tachta, I remember, to David say Tachnun. But my father wasn't always there. So people, you know, there are some wise guys, and they know better. They know better what the minhag of the shul is. So he, obviously, if he's making this announcement, obviously it's from experience, there are probably fights every year about this. He's probably not always there for every minyan. So when he's there, you tell the oilam there, Rabbi Yitzhai, this is the minhag. And I'm sure there are people that were not there for this meeting that will come today, come tomorrow, until Rosh Chodesh, and decide not to say tachlin because there are many minyanim. I don't think so. I don't think so. It's minog. It's minog. I don't think so. I think there are different customs. It has to do with tashlumin. Well, no, there is no tashlumin because there is no tashlumin. It's a matter of roy. There are different customs. There are different customs to say tachnun, not tachnun. So here the question is there a din to fast on Erev Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan? L'san is Erev Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan. That's Nogi Eloch L'maisa this Monday, which is Erev Rosh Chodesh. If I'm not mistaken, this Monday is Erev Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is Tuesday and Wednesday, correct? So Monday is Erev Rosh Chodesh. Is there a Yom Dim Kippur Kotlin on this Monday? Well, the Sanas Rebbe Shchadish Cheshvan and Makar Chayim Bikitzu Hilchos Betchilas Hasim Kosev Shetoli Adav Ben Minog. The Hevi Shashlo Kosev Shemesanim. Different Minog that you do fast. Re'ei B'dvarav Shehu Adin Be'Erev Rosh Chodesh Iyar. He has a bigger Chiddush. He says not only do you fast this, some do, some don't say Tachnun the whole Chodesh Tishrei at the end, but even Rosh Chodesh Nisan, even during Nisan, the last day of Nisan, the Shloss says that you should fast in preparation for Chodesh Iyar. That's a really big Chodesh. Shaloik Mubim, not like what it says in the Mishnah Berurah. V'chein Kosva Kavachayim, Shemes Anand Kavachayim also says that we do fast on the last day of Tishrei. The Siyam, yeah? What? No. The Kavachayim does not mention, does not appear to mention Iyar. The Sima Makar Chaim Shafel Das Ashlo Hanal Shemesan Bochem Im Cholu Rosh Chodesh Iyar Boy Im Cholu Rosh Chodesh Iyar Rosh Chodesh Cheshen Biyoyim Rishoyin Lo Yisan Biyoyim Chamish Shalachona. That's very common where it's a Nidcha. Many times, what?
Muktam.
So many times Yom Kippur Katan is pushed back. We learned yesterday to Thursday. Or for Thursday, because Rosh Chodesh is on Shabbos, or Rosh Chodesh is on Sunday, and we don't want to say the Nusach. You don't say the Nusach of Yom Kippur Katan on Friday because Erev Shabbos, not a call for Shabbos so it's pushed back to Thursday in certain situations. So everyone agrees that if Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan would have been on Sunday, or would have been on Shabbos, and that would require Yom Kippur Katan being pushed back to Thursday, so then you already don't do it. The only time you would be lenient, or be machmer, depending on how you want to view fasting, to fast Erev Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan is only when it's Samach. It's only when it's right next to the actual day of Rosh Chodesh. But if you have to already go back a few more days, a day or two into the month, closer towards Shmini Atzeres, then already everyone agrees you get away with it, you don't have to fast that year. Number 17. Sham Kosavlin Hamukoimo Shemesanabe Rosh Chodesh Chodesh Shekriya Sayichal V'Amiras Anenu Tuluyos Bin Minhok. Now, of course, it goes without saying you need a minion. If you don't have a minion, forget it. You're not going to learn by Yechal. There's a question. You can't even give an aliyah to a person that's not fasting. You give an aliyah, be very careful not to embarrass someone. Today, a lot of people don't fast. You'd be surprised. The statistics of how many people are not fasting. I'm talking about the Dal Tanios. I'm talking about some Gedalia, Shavuos, Tammuz, even Tisha B'Av. There are many heterim not to fast. Not everyone is in pristine health where they are. So you would be shocked. This guy's not fasting. You would never know. You never know this. The guy has a condition. He's not fasting. He only fasts on Yom Kippur and maybe Tisha B'Av.
So you have to ask the person?
No, so you should be careful. A person's a gabbai. You, especially dealing with older people. Especially with older people, you have to be very careful if they're fasting. And you know, it's interesting, you know, there's certain shuls, it's not a joke, certain shuls, like, we are, you know, they have a small minyanim. They're elderly people, and they have small minyanim. And even a regular fast day, you don't have 10 people that are fasting. So, it's all a question if you're leaving a lot of lein vayichal. Talking about, like, some gedalia, tainus Esther. It's not a terrible thing. They
generally need
what? Need six? Okay. I don't know the details, but it's something which person has to be, you have to be careful also not to embarrass someone. Kosham kasav leirji ilim mekamer shemisanim be'erbesh chodesh shukriyas vayichal ve'misanim tuluyas b'minok. The hoisef sheyesh mekamos there are places shenoygim rach shak b'tzitz mincha karem kriyas vayichal only by mincha but not by shachas. I never saw a minyan lein vayichal by shachas. I never saw mincha. There are certain. Group, certain like private minyanim. Boashatzam anenu, bain, birchas goel, yisrael, rafainu, like we do on a regular tainis. Uchashora taini osiba, vitama dava kasa, shabitilis mincha, marbim, mitzlichos viduyim, avaloi, bitfila shachris, but not in the morning, because mincha is a man of eis rotzen. Mincha is the most, mincha in halacha is considered to be the most significant tefillah. You're very busy, and if you take time out to have a prayer mincha, that has the most punch. Don't make your own minhagim. Better not to say vayichal. This is very interesting. Rak birchas shamea tefila. Very, very interesting. If you do participate in a minyan where they do fast and they are going to say vayichal, if they don't have a minhag kavua, is telling us that it's better to say anenu in the shatz. It goes without saying that individuals can say it during shemei tefila, but even the shliach tzibur should not make anenu into a separate bracha like we do on a regular fast day. Erev Rosh Chodesh, the shliach tzibur can say anenu if there are 10 people fasting, but the Shliach Tzibur preferably should say it during Shema Tefillah and not in between Gaal Yisrael Rafa'inu as a separate bracha. Because you're already making too much. You're making too much. Making bracha is not a simple thing. This year, I'm Shuni Atzeres, so it's very interesting. The place where I daven, they lain Kohelis from a cloth. So this is a hot issue. Hot, you know, you go out of town, the hot issues are women issues. Feminist issues. We have women's issues. Laning, women can lane from Sefer Torah. All different types of women speaking in shul. Those are the hot issues. So here, in Flatbush, those are not Haredi territory. It's not really... What? Sneas are saying it's not a hot issue. It's not going to be a fight in shul. You know, let them have a women's meeting in the Flatbush. So what are the big issues? What are the big things to fight about? If you don't fight, you have to fight about. So you have a shul, and they have a cloth for Koheles, and the Baal Kori spent 100 hours preparing to lane Koheles from a cloth, which is no easy feat, and he's laning Koheles. Do you make a bracha? There's two things to fight about. Do you make a bracha? Asher kedushanu b'mitzvah sivanu al mikra megillah. And you make a bracha, shechiyanu v'kimanu v'giyanu lazman hazeh. So it's clear as day that the minigra, you make a bracha. In follow minigra in Eretz Yisrael, you go to Yerushalayim, you're not going to find a shul that's not going to make a bracha. You go to Yerushalayim, that's the way it is. Yerushalayim is minigra. If you go to Chaim Berlin, not everything, but most of the things they do in Chaim Berlin follow minigra. That's how, I don't know how it came about. The nusach is minigra, not everything, but that's what they do, minigra. So they'll make a bracha. Nu, I'll make a megillah and shechiyan. But let's say you're in a regular shul, you're in a young Israel. Let's say you're in a shtibul. Do you make a bracha, shech? So it says in the Ramah, you don't. The Ramah says you don't make a bracha. But for some reason, people, I've seen this, and I've seen this and heard about this, people like to make a bracha on the Megillah if you have a cloth. So they fight about it. So where I was, the regular Baal Kori always made a bracha. He made two brachas, Shechi, Megillah and Shechi. That's what he did. And this year, the regular Baal Kori was not present. He went away for Yom Tov. So they had a substitute. So the substitute asked, should he make the bracha? So the Gabbai said, listen, for the last 5 years, we've been making a bracha. So make the bracha. So hey, make both brachas. So the Baal Kori just ran by the Rav. Not really a Rav, it's a Rashiva, who's almost never there. He only comes during the week. He happened to come, it was a chiddush, he came for that Shabbos. So the Rav said to him, no, don't make a bracha, because really, you're not supposed to make a bracha, unless you're in a gra. The Mishnah Berurah is mashma, you're not. Even though the Chazon Ish did, even though the Stibler did, you go through a whole shock batari, it's not right to make a bracha. That's the stint. The only reason why this guy made the bracha was because he insisted it was his minuk. But his minuk is not the minuk hamokim. So he wanted to do it, so we let him do it, because that's what he wanted to do. But
no,
the Maragah, right? So the Baal Kori is not here, so don't just swear, because he did it doesn't mean this is the minhag, so you don't make the bracha. So that was the bottom line. There was no bracha. Oh, there was no bracha. The last, you know, everyone, you have to have what to fight about and tumult and get excited about. So here there's something which also would be something very interesting to fight about. What? Pretty good. Pretty good. You know who it was? Telling your personal experience.
Rabbi, you got your pshat. Why don't you go ask the Rosh Yeshiva? You should say, okay.
They told me the night before, the Gabbai told me, you're going to make both brachas. You make both brachas because this is what the Baal Kori did for the last 5 years. So then we took out the Mishnah Berurah, and it says, the Mishnah Berurah says, if the person wants to make, it says, most Rishonim hold not to make a bracha. The Ramah says, don't make a bracha. It's only a minhag. And on a minute, you don't make a bracha. What's the notable exception? The notable exception is Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. Hallel on Rosh Chodesh, Chatzi Hallel is only a minhag, and we make a bracha. But generally speaking, on Minhagim, you don't make a bracha. And Ramah says, you don't make a bracha. However, the Mishnah brings down the Gra, and then he brings the other Rishonim, and he comes out, Lemaisa, better not. But if the person wants to make a bracha, Ein Limchais. Don't protest. Don't make a macha. So the Gabbai told me, the guy always made the bracha, so you make the bracha. That's the minhag hamakom. And then the Rosh Shiva, he came, yapping the Kong, it was unusual. And I asked him, he says, no bracha. He told me, he made a bracha because he likes to make brachas. That's his minhag, that's where he comes from. That's where he comes from. He says, unless I have a preference. He told me, I have a preference, I can do whatever I want. He says, I have no preference. I have no preference. I'll do whatever you tell me to do. So he told me, no bracha. I know my father, Shul. So we had a klaf there also. And my father said, no bracha. And the people, they gave my father a hard time. Two people gave my father a hard time. Why not?
Only two.
My father said, there's no bracha. That's the minhag. The minhag is not to make a bracha. He says, I think the reason why it is because today, affluent society, everyone goes to Eretz Yisrael. Like people, every so often you're in Eretz Yisrael. And Eretz Yisrael, probably wherever you go, Yerushalayim, the hotels of the Loch, for sure have a cloth. A lot of Talmidei Chachamim there, in the lane, and there in the Yerushalayim. So it's the global village syndrome. We live in that world, the global village. And since everyone is gravitating towards Eretz Yisrael, and everyone sees it being done in Eretz Yisrael, in a gra, and they come back, so the global village tells us that you make a bracha wherever you are, in America as well. Which, I don't know, maybe there is some truth to it. Maybe and maybe not. Alright, but there's always what to fight about. And I just find this parallel, because here, there's also something to fight about. Wow, we're such great tzaddikim, we're all willing to fast. Erev Rosh Chodesh. Yeah, isn't that amazing? Give up breakfast, lunch, and supper to fast. So let's make the bracha. Aneinu Hashem, Aneinu B'yoyim Tzom Tani Sein, Baruch Atah Hashem, Aneinu B'yoyim. A separate bracha. Big bracha. Here he says, no, don't. Don't get carried away. Don't make a separate bracha. Be koilal the nusach in shemeyat tefillah. Don't look to make brachos where you're not required.
Is this tied to a clock? In other words, can the issue come up to make a bracha and not to bracha? Let's say there's no clock.
The truth is, yes. It's not simple. I don't have an exact answer, but if I'm not mistaken, there are opinions that hold you should make a bracha even if you read it from a chumash, just like the Haftarah. Haftarah we read from a chumash, many shuls, probably most shuls read from a chumash. We make a bracha, you make family brachas, six brachas. Bracha before, the bracha after, it's five after, one before, you make brachas. You read from a chumash, no big deal. Okay, so some are mach, some have a nice custom, they read it from a klaf. So Megillah is the same thing, it's a minig to learn the Megillah, so what difference does it make if you learn it from a klaf, not from a klaf? If you have a klaf already, it's a higher standard. So then there's more of an opening to make a bracha. But the truth is, you're 100% correct. There is a legitimate opinion approach to make a bracha, even if you lane the Megillos from a chumash. So we'll take a break here, and then we'll do it.
I had one question. I said, we had a guy who was in a bail.
Yeah.
He didn't pass the tishah.
Yeah.
He was a shlich tzibur by mincha. So he raised the question, should he say a name?
Well, he's representing the tzibur.
I think, if I'm not mistaken,
he should say Aneinu. He should not be davening. But so he's Avelis. Okay, so just because he's Avelis doesn't mean he has
to
daven.
That's his question. Should he give it over to somebody else?
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, he should. But once already he's davening, he already can say it for the tzibur. For the tzibur. In his private shulchan esher, possibly there could be there different opinions because it's a practice. The private shulchan esher of the shliach tzibur has dual element. It's on one hand, it's a private prayer, but the other hand, it's also a preparation for the public prayer. So that's a very interesting shaila. I think the bigger shaila is that they say aneinu in the private Shemona Esrei, his private Shemona Esrei. You understand? Because that when he's saying for the, he's representing the tzibur. So the tzibur is facing himself. I'm not. He has to say it.
So he did say it. He davened. The final outcome was he did
daven. Yeah. Okay.
So it's a shaila. So he said it.
Probably would have been better for him not to daven, if I'm not mistaken.